Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Next up, we have a call from Chaco in Nevada, who's got a question about flooring. Chaco, tell us what you're doing.
The question I have is, on a hardwood floor, I'm putting Santos mahogany, and they went and installed it right on top of the concrete. I mean, of course, it sanded off all the concrete, and they went and installed it on the concrete. And I asked him, do you put something else under that? He said, no, it's not necessary. Is that true?
Gosh, I've never heard that. That's very unusual. Typically, hardwood is not installed on top of concrete. The only kind of hardwood that you can put on top of concrete, Chaco, is engineered hardwood floor. And that's where it's made up of multiple layers, and the top surface is actual finished wood. Now, is this solid hardwood?
This is real solid hardwood.
And there's no underlayment at all. They didn't put any sort of underlayment down.
No, I mean, obviously, there is cement on it already because the carpets were there, and they pulled the cement out. And this is thicker.
Right, that's normal. The engineered hardwood is thinner, but it's dimensionally stable.
Because that concrete is going to give off a lot of moisture, won't it?
Yeah, now you're in a, well, he's in a dry area there in Nevada, so that might be the saving grace. But I'll tell you what, if you were anywhere that it was damp, you absolutely couldn't do that because the wood will buckle like crazy because of the moisture that concrete will permeate. So my answer is no, it's not correct. Typically, you would not put it on top of concrete. I doubt you'd find any hardwood manufacturer in America that would approve that as an installation. However, it might be that since you live in a desert area that you can get away with that because it's so dry there. But I would be very cautious about letting that happen again. Okay, Chaco, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, he might actually have the only house in America where you can get away with that.
I know, but they've had a lot of rain this year.
Well, that's true. That's true. But if he gets a damp, you know, that dampness gets into the concrete, he's going to see that floor buckle very, very quickly. And that's ugly. You can't come back from that. You're going to end up tearing the floor up and putting it down the way it should have been done the first time. Well, you know, sometimes the advice we give you isn't always happy advice, but it is the right information as much as it is possible for us to do that. Chaco, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.